Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
I want to just wish all of you moms a happy Mother's Day. And I'm so thankful this morning to be part of a church full of mothers, spiritual mothers, that have impacted so many people here, including myself. I'm very thankful for my mom. Hopefully and prayerfully she'll be here in the second service today. Look forward to taking time this afternoon to honor her and to bless her. Also very thankful for my wife, Lisa, the mama of my two boys, Caden and Lucas, and Lisa's next door in kids' church today, being a mama to some little babies and children there. And I'm very grateful for her, and we're going to honor her today, which we honor her every day, I think. But it's Mother's Day weekend at our house. You men, you know what I'm talking about. But it's a blessing to honor her. She deserves it, I can tell you that. And I thought about, you know, just coming in on this Mother's Day, I thought about just even some of the counseling sessions that I've had just this past year since January, walking alongside aside of some of you. I know because of what you've been through and walked through over even just since January, Mother's Day might be a very difficult day for you for a lot of different reasons. Maybe you're here this morning and your heart is heavy because your mother has passed away. I know we've counseled people, lots of people in our church that are walking through that season. You know you really miss your mom, and that's a heartbreak there, and that may be where you are today. Maybe you're here today as a grieving mom because you have lost one of your children. We have experienced that here in many different ways. Maybe you're a mother who's raised your child as a single parent, and you've done the very best you can, and it's hard, and it's difficult for you. Maybe you're someone that has been praying that you would have children one day. I know just in the last, since January, that I've stood around this altar with two different couples praying that she would be able to conceive and have a child and they would be parents. I've prayed for that with families here in this church very recently, some of you that are here today. Maybe you're the mother, like I spoke to on the phone just a couple of weeks ago, who has chosen adoption and chosen not only adoption but foster care and the challenges that come along with that blessing. It may be very hard for you, and we have families in this church who have adopted children, who are fostering children, and I know there are challenges along with that wonderful blessing. If this Mother's Day is difficult for you, I want you to know this right here, that Jesus sees you. He sees you. He sees your heart. He knows what you're walking through. He knows the pain, the heartbreak. He sees you. He's helping you. He's strengthening you. He's carrying you, whether you realize it or not. He is faithful to be with you through those seasons and through those times, and He will give you the comfort that you need. I want to encourage you that through Jesus Christ, His grace is sufficient, and His power is made perfect in our weaknesses. So if this is a difficult Mother's Day for you, keep trusting in the Lord. Hold on to the Lord and let Him be the one to carry you forward today and in the days ahead. Now the Bible, I mentioned this earlier, the Bible exalts motherhood. The Bible celebrates motherhood, and being a mother, not that I would know, but I've been around my wife enough and I've seen my mom in action, that being a mom, being a mother is not an easy job. And the lady said, You ever thought about the jobs that a mother has? A mother's job, it never ends. Mothers are nurses, they're counselors, they're spiritual advisors, they're educators, they're coaches, they're chefs, they're accountants, they're taxi drivers, they're mechanics, they're maids, they're peacemakers, they're bodyguards, they're entertainers, they're cheerleaders. Mothers are multitaskers. Men, we just don't have that gift. We got to focus on one thing at a time. And the lady said, but the women, the mothers, they're multitaskers and they get things done. Mothers get things done. And mothers are hard workers. So on this Mother's Day, I want to just take a few minutes here and share with you something God's put on my heart that is really for all of us, but we can just really press into it today as we focus on our mothers. And I want to talk to you about the expressions of a godly mother, the expressions of a godly mother. I want you to open your Bibles, if you have them, to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 5, just two verses. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, I want to talk to you about expressions of a godly mother. Here's what the Word of God says here in Ephesians. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. I want to just say these words here again. Therefore, be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. Express God. And when a mother is raising her children, when a mother is loving her children, she is actually imitating God. She is expressing God in some very powerful ways. A godly mother, as she imitates God, she expresses God's love. In Ephesians chapter 5, I just read to you, he says, imitate God and walk in love. Walk in love as Christ loves us. Walk in love. A mother who loves her children, she just gives us a glimpse of how God loves us, because God loves us, hear me please, he loves us with an enduring love. He loves us with an unconditional love. And a mother's love, a godly mother's love, is an enduring love. Enduring love. Say enduring. A mother's love is enduring love, and it's an unconditional love. Godly mothers, they walk in love, and they walk with an enduring love that never gives up on their children, no matter the circumstances and no matter the rebellion. A godly mother is really an imitator of God, and she can walk in this love and express the love of God as she cares for her children, as she loves for her children, no matter the circumstances and the situations that child may be in, no matter the rebellion of that child. It's amazing that a godly mother, she can walk at times with a tender love, and she can walk at times with a tough love. She can walk with a tender love and a tough love. A godly mother, she loves her children with a tender love and a tough love when needed. And a mother loves her children all the same. A godly mother has no favorites with her children. She has more than enough love for her kids. I was sharing with Lisa yesterday about an article I was reading over the weekend talking about Mother's Day. And one of the ladies that I read about, she had 19 children. 19 children. That's a lot of love going around in a lot of different ways. Amen. Hello. Just move on, son. Yes, sir. Bless him, Lord. I'm thinking, man, 19 kids, but no favorites. Enough love for every one of them. Enough love for every one of them, because a mother's love, that it's a sincere love. It's an expression of God's love, and And that's what a godly mother does. She expresses love to all her kids. She plays no favorites, and she has a sincere love. She sincerely wants what's best for her kids. And you need to know that a godly mother sincerely wants what's best for her kids. And sometimes as a child, no matter your age, you wonder what the motive is behind a mother and the wisdom that she's giving you, the advice that she's giving you, the direction that she's giving you. But I promise you this right here, that everything that she's doing, it's motivated by a sincere love. It's all motivated by love because she wants the very best for her kids. A mother's love is present. She'll be there for her children to the very best of her ability. A mother's love is forever. It has a beginning, but it has no end. A mother's love is protective. A mother's love will cause her to go mama bear in seconds. Hey, I've seen it. It's scary. A godly mother, listen to me, a godly mother enduring in love, she will do anything possible to spare her children danger or destruction. She'll do anything in her power through an enduring love to keep her children from dealing with danger or walking through destruction. You think about the love that Moses' mother expressed to him as she did everything she could to save him and rescue him from a death wish when he was in Egypt. And she did. She endured love. She expressed the love that protected him so he could be rescued and be saved. Think about the enduring love of Mary, the mother of Jesus. She stood by his side. She stood by her son when he was going through the worst time of his life, being tortured and being crucified on the cross. And she stood and she watched with a purest soul, the Bible says, because of what her son was going through. And I wonder this morning on this Mother's Day, how many mothers in here that are walking with an enduring love, expressing it, but you're standing by and you're watching your children with a purest soul because of what they're going through right now in their life or because of what they have gone through. There's some mothers in here today with some purest souls, but through that soul that's so purest, they're still standing by and they're still watching with an enduring love. They're expressing the love of God. You talk about expressing the love of God. I will never forget a lady I used to work with years ago. She's gone on to heaven now. I worked with her at Ruel. It was Connie Sherry. And she was a lady, a woman of God, and thank God for her. And I remember doing her funeral before she passed away. She had this rare sickness that just attacked her body, and she began to lose like mobility in her limbs, and she could barely even get words out. And it was one of the most horrible things you've ever seen attack a person with sickness physically in her body. And really, she was crippled there at the end, and she was there in a bed, and her son that was lost and in rebellion, he would come there to see her. And I remember them telling me the story that she could barely move, she could barely speak, but when he would walk there and get near her bed and see her, and she would lay her eyes on him, she couldn't really say nothing, couldn't move, but she would lift her hand up and point to Jesus. She would point to Jesus. She was expressing the love of God. Even with a pure soul, she was expressing the love of God. And there's something powerful about a mother who keeps expressing the love of God when their feet have been stepped on by their children. There's something powerful that happens when a mother can keep expressing love when their heart has been stepped on by their children. There's something powerful when a mother can keep expressing love when her soul has been pierced by what her children have done or by the circumstances they are in. Thank God today for godly mothers who express an enduring love in the best of times and the worst of times. You are, listen, if that's you this morning, I just want you to know you are an expression of God's love. You are an expression of God's love. Godly mothers express love, and godly mothers also express discipline. Hebrews 12:6 says this right here, that the Lord disciplines those he loves. If you're a godly mother, listen to me this morning, moms. If you're a godly mother, you are involved in disciplining your children. And I thought about this. If being disciplined is seeing an expression of God and a reflection of God, I saw God a lot growing up. How about you? Godly mothers express discipline to their children. You know what that means? That means that you correct them when they need to be corrected. That means you spank them when they need to be spanked. Lord, Facebook probably shut it all down right there. There's a verse in the Bible that says, spare the rod, spoil the child. And they're formulating all these task force right now with the government trying to figure out what's wrong with all these kids in our generation. Hello, put me on the task force and give me a wood spoon, Lane Sutton. I say that because Lisa and I took a parenting class here right when we hadn't been saved long. And Lane and Renee were teaching that class. And I'm still thinking today, why are they teaching? I'm just kidding. Y'all did a great job, but I'll never forget, we got a gift at the end. It was a wood spoon. And let me tell you, ask Caden Dale about the wood spoon. He knows all about it. Hallelujah. That would fix a lot of the issues today. Okay. But hear me on this. When I say express discipline, I'm not just talking about correction. I'm not just talking about punishment when it needs to happen in love. Discipline includes teaching. It includes teaching your children. And since it's Mother's Day, I thought I would just share with you some things that probably your mom has taught you, some things that I know my mom taught me, but maybe your mom taught you this. My mom taught me logic. She says, if you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. I don't want to go to the store. Take me to the hospital, please. My mother taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about receiving. You're going to get it when I get you home. Some of y'all heard that before. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. My mother taught me anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. My mother taught me stamina. You're going to sit there until that plate is empty. Hey, my mama taught me a little bit about time travel. Time travel. You better act like you got some sense or I'm going to knock you into next week. Anybody in here had time travel? My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. And my all-time favorite that my mama has taught me is justice. One day, you will have kids and I hope they turn out just like you. And you're gonna see what it's like and I can't wait. Ha, 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 ha. Has your mama taught you any of those lessons? Raise your hand, amen. Discipline is about teaching. Listen to me, please. Mothers, you are an expression of God's discipline. As a godly mother, you should be teaching your children the ways of the Lord. You should be teaching your children what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You should be teaching your children about heaven. You should be teaching your children to love God and to love people. You should be teaching your children how to pray. You should be teaching your children about what it means to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You should be teaching your children to read the Bible. You should be teaching your children that there's only two genders, a male and a female. You should be teaching your children from the Bible that God ordained marriage and designed it to be between a man and a woman. You should be teaching your children. You should be teaching your children to serve God and to serve in the church and teach them to glorify God and teach your children that they have gifts that God has given them and for to pray that God would help them to develop them gifts and use it for building up the church and strengthening the church and glorifying God. Amen. Teach them. I got a news flash for you. I read this a while back, and I just couldn't get away from it. And I'm not saying this to, I'm not being mean, please, but just take this news flash here today at Mount Olive First PH Church. I read it, and I want to read it to you. The chances of your child making it to the NFL, the NLB, the NBA, the PGA, Miss America, Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent are very slim. But the chances of your child standing before the Lord one day is 100%. And hey, come on. We need to hear that more and more in the day we live in. We need to teach them and raise them up in the ways of the Lord. Listen, teach them humility. Teach them holiness. Teach them honesty. Teach them to be kind. Teach them to be polite. Teach them to be grateful. Teach them to glorify God in all things. Don't let the iPad teach them. Don't let a tablet teach them. Don't let Google teach them. Don't let their friends teach them. Don't let some woke professor in a college teach them. Mothers, you grab a hold of them and you teach them. You teach them. You teach them. You influence them. You make sure that you're the one expressing God to them. You make sure that your handprint is on their life. I told Lisa, we were walking this weekend, and I said, I just want to tell you, the older our boys get, the more of your handprint I see on them. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, I mean, it's just amazing the influence that you've had on them, their demeanor, the way they carry themselves. I see you all over them. They're saved, thank God. They're sweet boys. They serve. They try to go unnoticed. They don't, believe me, they want to be behind the scenes. And they're asking me for $20 all the time. Your handprint is all over them. I did tell her that. Pastor Kevin, you might want to come on, brother. I'm almost done. I know you got plans, and I want to leave time here for some prayer. I want to just finish with this thought here. Godly mothers express love, they express discipline, and they express God's sacrifice. They express God's sacrifice. And I read to you a while ago in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Listen, it says, Christ also loved us and has given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. How do we even know where to start talking about the sacrifices that mothers make? They're always giving up something. They sacrifice time. They sacrifice sleep. They sacrifice convenience. They sacrifice so much. And I just want to say to all the mothers that are here at Mount Olive, and if you're watching online, God sees the secret sacrifices you make for your children. He sees those things, and it blesses him, and he's going to honor you and reward you for those secret sacrifices that you're making for your children. Sacrifice is a beautiful thing, and the reason why is because it's a godly thing. It's a godly thing. It expresses the character of God. Listen to what it says in Philippians 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Don't that sound like a mother to you? And then in verse 5, it picks back up and it says that your attitude should be the same of that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death on the cross. Listen to me. When Jesus came down from heaven, he sacrificed everything. He made himself nothing. He gave up the splendor of heaven. He traded it all for pain. He traded it for betrayal. He traded it for rejection and suffering and ultimately the cruelest death a person can die. Jesus sacrificially gave up everything he had and went to the cross, and he did it for you and he did it for me. So we could be saved. Our sins could be forgiven and we can be reconciled and have a relationship with God. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that today. I'm thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for every one of us in this room. That he would die on a cross to shed his blood so our sins could be forgiven. Friend, I hope and pray you're saved. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He made the sacrifice for you and for me because he loves us. He loves you. I want to close with this story. And this is an article I want to read to you that I read out of a Christian magazine. Listen to this. This was written by a cancer doctor. The doctor wrote, "Today, I visited an eight-year-old girl dying of cancer. Her body was disfigured by her disease and cancer treatments. She was in almost constant pain. And as I entered her room, I was overcome immediately by her suffering, so unjust, unfair, unreasonable. And even more overpowering was the presence of this young girl's grandmother lying in the bed beside her with her huge body embracing this precious little girl who was suffering. I stood in awe, for I knew I was on holy ground. The suffering of innocent children is horrifying beyond words, and I'll never forget the great, gentle arms and body of this grandmother. She never spoke while I was there. She was sacrificially holding and participating in suffering that she could not relieve, and somehow her silent presence was relieving it. No words could express the magnitude of her love. I performed my test as quickly as possible, but I stood at the door a moment longer, and the image of this little girl and her grandmother searing into my heart. Sacrificial love, willing to suffer with the suffering." And friend, you may can relate to that today. You may be a mother that can relate to that, a grandmother that can relate to that, or you, whoever you are, you may know what that feels like, that you have seen the pain of your children or grandchildren. And I don't think there's no greater pain than the pain that somebody is going through, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's where many of you are today. You've walked through some painful days with your children. And when you do that, when you walk through those painful times and you're there with them, you're expressing the sacrifices of God as you enter into their suffering. You're expressing the sacrifices of God. We have a God who saw our pain. We have a loving God who came to us in our brokenness, and he gave up everything. He sacrificially entered into our suffering to the point of death, death on a cross. And he did that so you could be saved. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Nobody looking around. On this Mother's Day, I wonder if there's anybody here that has never made a decision to follow Jesus. You need to be saved, friend. You need to be saved. He died on the cross because you and I need to be saved. He was sacrificed on the cross. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And it's by grace that we're saved, not by works, that no man can boast. Are you here this morning on Mother's Day and you need to be saved? And you'd like to be prayed for and prayed with, and you'd like to make that decision today to pray and receive Christ? It's the greatest gift ever, the gift of salvation. Nobody looking around. If you're here and you're not sure that you're saved, if you're not sure, then you're not. If you're not sure that heaven is your home, then it's not. But you can be sure. You can know, the Bible says. You can know today, and it all happens through faith. if you want me to pray with you as you turn your life and surrender your soul to Jesus for salvation, would you just do me a favor and lift your hand and say, pray with me today, Pastor. I want to do that. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Would you, right there where you are, would you be bold enough and raise your hand and say, that's me. I want to be saved. Anybody? God bless you, son. God bless you. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Right there where you are, you can just pray a prayer like this, just a simple prayer. Don't make it hard. Jesus said, come with childlike faith. I am a sinner, and I need my sins forgiven. And Jesus, I put my trust in you that you died on a cross, shed your blood so my sins could be forgiven. And today, by faith, I put my faith in you. I trust in you. I believe in you to be my Savior, to be my Lord. I repent. I turn from my sins, and now I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. I confess right now with my mouth. Come on, friend, do it. Jesus, you are Lord of my life, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, and because I believe, I know I am saved, and heaven is my home, and I receive that today. The gift of salvation in my life. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God praise for those that responded. I'm almost done, I promise. I'm almost done. Listen, I know this morning that in this room I'm talking to some mothers and you have had your soul pierced because of what your children have walked through, what they have been through. Your soul may be pierced this morning for whatever reason. Maybe your children are going through a difficult and dark season in their life right now. Listen, I've already found this out. I've learned this life lesson. It does not matter how old they are. Whether they're little children or older children, it don't matter. When they're walking through some difficult times and it pierces your soul, it's hard. It's hard. But I just want to remind you, keep expressing the love of God. Keep expressing God's discipline. Keep expressing God's sacrifice. And keep just lifting them up to Jesus and keep praying for them. I'll never forget what I read recently from Ruth Graham Bell. She was talking about motherhood, and I love what she said. She says, in raising your children, all you can do is your best. All you can do is your best. Mother, all you can do in raising your children, all you can do is your best. We take care of the possible and we leave the impossible to God. We take care of what's possible, but we leave the impossible to God. And I just want to say to you, friend, all things are possible with God. There's some tired mamas in this place. There's some troubled mamas in this place. But you have a God that sees you. You have a God that cares about you. You have a God who wants to strengthen you and help you. Would you, mothers, with the mothers in this house, I tell you what, all the ladies, would you stand with me right now? Just stand. And if you're able and can and will, would you just do me a favor and come right now and come right here to this altar? And I want to pray and just believe a blessing and strength and help to come to you. And if you are a mama with a pure soul, I want you to bring whatever it is to this altar and bring it to the Lord. Just make room here for the women that are coming and just fill in this spot here, fill in to my left, fill in to the right. And we want to pray. Praise God. Man, thank God for all the women in the house. Amen. Amen. Yeah, go ahead. Give the Lord praise. Ladies, would you do me a favor? Just lift your hands to the Lord right now. And let's just begin to pray. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God, over every woman at this altar, every woman in this church, every mother in this church. We celebrate motherhood. We celebrate God and we exalt, Lord, what you're doing in their life. And God, I pray right now, Lord, that through every woman in this church, every lady in this church, God, that they would be an expression of your love. They would be an expression, God, of your discipline. They would be an expression, God, of your sacrifice. Lord, I know, Lord, there's some ladies here around this altar, God, and Lord, they're enduring, they're sharing an enduring love because their hearts have been stepped on, their feet have been stepped on. God, they have a purest soul today, God, because of the circumstances that their children are in right now, God. And we just pray in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord, that they would keep going and keep fighting and keep praying and keep lifting them up to Jesus and keep trusting in the Lord. Help them, Lord, today, God, not to become weary in doing good, God, but to press on, knowing, Lord, that there's a calling on their life, that there's a ministry to this, and it's worth it, God, it's worth it. And God, I thank you, Lord, for every one that's represented here on this altar, God, their families. I pray, Lord, that you would bless their families, encourage their families, and God, we just trust, Lord, for a fresh anointing over their life. Strengthen these ladies. Let they be warriors, God. Fill with grace, fill with love. Use them for your name's sake, God. We pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name